On YouTube, reviewers gave forensic analyses of the hoodie, discussing everything from the quality of the seams to the fall of the hood. At the start of this year, Ye announced a collaboration within a collaboration with the high fashion brand Balenciaga, whose creative director Demna is a close friend of his. Like Ye, the designer recently dropped his last name, which is Vassalia. The announcement of Gap's 10-year deal with Ye made a splash, in part because it was a far more substantial commitment than most designer collaborations. Ye has long been a vocal fan of Gap, where he worked as a store employee during his teens. In 2015, he declared that one of his dreams was to be creative director of the brand, the Steve Jobs of Gap. Meanwhile, Gap has a lot to gain by tapping into Ye's cultural capital and fan following, which drove the success of his earlier collaboration with Adidas. According to the New York Times, Gap believes it can reach $1 billion in sales from Yeezy Gap by the 5-year mark. That's assuming, of course, that we see more products. It's hard to overstate the sway that Ye has over the fashion choices of a certain slice of the population, namely, young men on the internet and older men trying to retain their youth, says James Harris, who co-hosts the menswear podcast Throwing Fits. Certain silhouettes that have become popular in menswear can be traced back directly to Ye. Around the time he released his album Watch the Throne, he went for extra-long t-shirts, their length sometimes exaggerated with the addition of a leather skirt, worn with skinny pants and chunky sneakers. Currently, Ye is all about vintage jeans tucked into huge boots, worn with a hoodie or jacket that is cropped, boxy, and bulky, with exaggerated shoulders. Harris dropped a movie poster for 1999's The Iron Giant in our Zoom chat to show what he meant.